Hello, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Stars Cast, also known as Natalie here, and I have my panel, as usual, like I do every Monday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Tonight, we'll be talking about angels again, how to connect with them for love, healing, and support. And I know there's a lot of information that they are going to share with you, and I'm going to let Stars Denise, Cosmic Denise, take it away here, and she can introduce the panel and the names that you're going to be using tonight. So go ahead, Denise.
Okay. Thank you, Natalie. Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is the Stars Psychic Radio program, and I'm so happy that everybody is tuning in. Feel free to call in if you would like to add to anything that we discuss or have your own questions along the way. The call-in number is 347-838-9736. Now, today we are going to continue our discussion on angels, and we're going to talk a little bit about how you can connect to the angelic realm and how you can work with them for love, healing, and support, or anything actually that you may need. Our panel today consists of myself, Stars Cosmic Denise, Stars Dragon Spirit, and Stars James. If you would like to reach us on the Stars Psychic Network, that is the name that we go by. If you would like to follow along with our discussion, we're going to be going by Denise, Cheyenne, and James. Okay? In that order. So first, let's get going right off the bat and talk a little bit about how you can start connecting to your angels. We're going to share a little bit of our methods that we personally use, as well as give you some advice on some things that you can use. If you would like to head to the chat room to ask further questions, feel free to go ahead and do that. We've got Candy in there holding down the fort, and we've also may have some readers in there as well who might take some mini readings for you, okay? So let's get started. Right off the bat, how I personally like to work with the angels is through prayer and physical requests. So this could be anything from me just calling on the archangels for individual protection, maybe for healing sessions for myself, healing sessions for my Reiki clients, distance healing Reiki, anything that has to do with healing and protection. That's the number, actually the number two reasons that I call on the angels. Physically, I like to connect with the angels for, you know, questions and requests by pretty much asking them yes or no questions. And I'll ask yes or no questions mainly when it comes to a little game I like to play when I'm actually driving, and that's the license plate game. And simply what I do, it's just fun for me, especially if I'm on the highway and I've got, you know, about 30 minutes to a destination or something, I'll simply just ask for the next car to merge in front of me to have a Y or an N on the license plate. So I'll just ask the yes or no question, and usually the angels respond less than 5 minutes, if that, and I'll always, always, always get a clear Y or a no. And there's never a Y in an N. You know, there's always either a Y or an N for no. And one time I actually received YXS right in a row on the license plate. So it's really a fun way if you're struggling with the belief in angels or struggling with belief in spirit or anything of that nature, to just make a request. It's okay. You can test them out. You can test out your spirit guides as well. I mean, it's not something that they're going to frown upon as long as you're doing the intention to want to connect, but you might need just a little bit more trust in that because you know didn't grow with the experiences or the religious background or anything of that nature. So that's just a little game that I like to play if I want a straight answer, either yes or no. And like I said, 10 out of 10 times, it always works. Never failed me. So this is just something that I'm offering to the listeners that you can try out yourself, but it is something that's really fun for me. And another way that I really like to get answers that aren't exactly yes or no is to work with my angel oracle cards. I like to use these for clients when I'm doing angel card readings, but I also like to pull cards for myself. So I'll lay out a spread for myself. I'll lay out, just maybe pull one card for myself, but I always get the energies and guidance that I need for that particular question that's on my mind. And it's always very, you know, supportive. That's what I love about any type of oracle card is it's very supportive, deals with the present state for the most part, and really gives you the guidance that you need that allows you to kind of tap into your own system or, you know, your own spirituality and things of that nature. I actually drew a spread for this particular show today, and the first card was the crown chakra. So the angels want to talk a little bit about, you know, how we can connect to the angels through meditation means and opening up that crown chakra, which is the purple chakra at the top of the head, where you can connect to spirit, you know, get messages, things of that nature. It really is kind of the I guess, where the light can kind of come in and you just feel like you're really kind of closer to God. That's the crown chakra. You can open it up by just imagining a purple lotus opening up, blooming. I wouldn't open it up too far. Some people do sometimes have trouble with the chakra. When it's too open, they become just, they feel like they're going crazy because they're getting information left and right and left and right. So I tell people that are just working with the chakra to just opening it up maybe three-fourths of the way or maybe even halfway just to welcome that energy in a little bit more until they get comfortable. And you always want to protect yourself when you open up your chakras as well, especially if you're dealing more with the crown chakras, third eye chakras, things that are really going to give you a lot more, the clairvoyance and the clairaudience and all that type of stuff. So just make sure that you keep that in mind if you are starting out. You just don't want to go overpowered, just go bloom, bloom, bloom. You want to keep it a little bit slow and steady. Another way that the angels want us to connect to them is through diet. We got the vegetarian vegan card. So that's pretty straightforward. It's just saying if you really want to connect to the angels, spirit, all of that, you know, you'll be in a better position to really hear them out, feel their energy if your diet is rich in high vibrational foods such as organic green leafy vegetables, organic fruits, you know, filtered water, anything that's living, you know, is going to give you a great energy and not to mention a great sense of the self and spirit and all sorts of great stuff when it comes to connecting to the angels. So look at your diet. You know, a lot of processed foods, red meat, things are going to weigh you down. You're not going to be so connected or feel very connected or feel very good, you know. So try and get a little bit of a vegan diet once in a while into your diet. Even if it's just for one meal, you know, try and get that in if you really want to feel a high vibrational state, especially if you really want to start working with the angels a little bit more in your life. Figurines is another great thing that I like to bring in, whether it's a painting or just a cute little angel figurine. Having that energy and that essence around brings that energy into the mix as well. But, you know, a mere thought really does the work as well. Another card that was pulled had to do with cutting cords, you know, healing addictions, and clear yourself. So this is really straightforward to the healing that angels can do for you. They can really help you to cut cords from anything that might be of an addictive quality, addictive environment, or addictive person. They can really help you to clear yourself from these negative energies and really release to go into the next high vibrational state. And as always, ask for protection from the archangels whenever you need it. They're really great at cutting cords and clearing all sorts of things. And if you want to go by names, I don't personally feel like the archangels have names, but you know, if you want to give them a name, you can just call an archangel, Michael, for that. It's really a great angel for cutting cords and things of that nature. But you can call them archangel, you know, Bob, if you want. An archangel is going to respond to you, whatever you call them. It's like I said, a mere thought brings them in. Okay, so we're going to move to Cheyenne, and she's going to talk a little bit about hierarchy of angels, how she personally connects to angels, and any other insights that she might want to provide to the listeners out there. So go right ahead.
Okay, first I'd like to thank everybody for coming. We do these shows in hope that somebody listens and maybe learn something that they didn't know or something that they can use in their practical lives. And again, like it's been said before, if anybody has a question, please call in or type it in the chat rooms because we'll definitely answer. Secondly, I would like to say everyone has their own way of connecting. And through my experience, I have found that angels or spirit, however you wish to determine, always seems to find the simplest way for you to accept it and to be aware of it. For what fits for me, you know, may be different for someone else. For myself, I always call in the angels, whether I'm channeling, whether I'm doing a reading, a healing, or whatever. There is a prayer that I do, and I call them four primary angels. And I've been doing that now for over 32 years, and they've always come in as soon as I've asked them to. And also, the more that you work with this energy, the stronger it gets. To the issue about cards, I would have to say, I have tons of cards. But for anyone who's wanting to connect with the angelic realm and work with them, Doreen Virtue put up, and I don't, this is not meaning you have to, and there is no tie to this. This is a personal deck that I've used. It's called Healing with the Angels Oracle Cards, and it's by Doreen Virtue. And when I began working with the angelic realm, over and above the four that are primaries that I work with, those cards carried the energy and called in different angels and different energies. And that's one of the ways that I learned. And also that's how I strengthened the energy with the angelic realm. There are things that I do personally to raise my frequency, bodily-wise, so forth, energy, so forth and so on, in order to work with that realm. The combination of different essential oils, which if anybody would like to know, I can give you a list. And I also work with crystals and stones, and of course as well a candle. And this is this for over 30 years, as I said, is how I have worked with the other realms. And prayer is always, I don't want to say a necessity, but prayer raises your frequency. It raises the frequency around you to where it makes it easier for the angelic realm to come in. I also agree with Denise. I surround myself with the different beings and areas and things that I work with. They're always in my home so that my home carries that vibration. So if I have to do something, you know, right away, I just do my prayers and everything, and I already have the articles and so forth around me. It makes it more comfortable for them to come in. I smudge. Smudging is an excellent thing to do because that clears any negative energy that may be in your surroundings. Different energy, different beings carry different energies, and in order for them to come in, it's easier if you raise the frequency of where you are. I talk to angels all the time. I talk to a lot of beings all the time. It's just a natural reaction and a natural thing for me to do. One time, believe it or not, I had one every single time I drove, decided to take a feather and tickle the bottom of my foot while I was driving. And that had to come to a stop. Because I didn't need to be in an accident. But for anyone that is interested in the oils and stones, first stone right off the bat that I would suggest to anyone wanting to work with the angelic realm would be angelite. Angelite is a very soft energy, is a very clear energy, and when you hold it in your hand, it also raises the frequency of your body and attunes it to that stone. As I said, there's a long list of stones that you can do that with. Essential oils raise the frequency of your body. Once you raise that frequency within you and that energy that's within you, again, it makes it easier for the beings to come in. And again, they're going to find a way to communicate with you that you are open to, that you are comfortable with, because it's not their thing to make you afraid, to make you scared, or anything of that nature. Carnation and neroli oil is wonderful. So is lavender for the angelic realm. And when people use that, I tell them, put it on the bottom of your feet, and put one drop above your third eye. And when you do this, you change the frequency of your body. Just as when you're calling in an angel, the frequency of your voice is how you're identified. Your energy signature is how you're identified. So if you raise that energy, then it's going to say, hey, hello, so-and-so needs you down here. And I've had some people ask me, believe it or not, well, if this angel's working with these other people are in this other country, how are they going to work with me? Angelic is spirit. Angelic is energy. It is everywhere, just like with any other entity, beings, and so forth and so on. It's not individualized, so to speak, from their point of view. And there are many different groups of angels. A lot of angels do not have feelings. They are neutral. So when you call upon them and explain what it is that you are needing, that's what's addressed. A lot of people through time have said, well, they cry and they get upset and they're going to get angry with me. No, that's not what it's about. But again, I would suggest to anyone who's wanting to get in touch with the angelic realm and work with the angelic realm, use cards. The more you use the cards, the more you're going to pull the energy in, the more you're going to change your frequency, and the more that you're going to become familiar with the different angels, because there's a lot of different angels. And it also depends on, you know, your purpose or what your intention is or what you're wanting to do as to who's going to answer you. But I guess I've talked enough at this point. So, James, I'm going to go ahead and pass it to you.
Thank you, Cheyenne. And yes, this is James. And, you know, I think I'm going to be echoing a lot of what was already said, because for me it's all about vibration. And I work with the angels in my readings. I work with them just in my regular everyday life. I mean, I get up and that's one of the first things that I do is I connect to spirit. And I, you know, I ask for the angels to protect and guide me through the day. So it's something that, to me, it is somewhat ritualistic, but then also, you know, I am all about experience. I enjoy experience. I want to feel the angels. I want to see the angels. I want to smell the angels. I want to hear the angels. You know, that's how I function. That's you know, a part of my personality. And so, you know, I do a lot of, I mean, I think that we've mentioned everything that was on my list. I work with crystals. And one thing about crystals is you can kind of tell sometimes just by the names of crystals that they do connect you to the angelic realm. I mean, there's angelite, which I know, Cheyenne, you had mentioned. Celestite is one that I work with a lot too, and it brings in that type of angelic vibration. Seraphinite is another one that's a very healing crystal. It's a green crystal. It's beautiful. And that is, again, it's named after the angelic realm and, you know, brings in that vibration and that energy. So, you know, those are some of the crystals that I use. I don't even know how many crystals I have. I have never counted, but lots and lots that I use in my practice. The oils, I use essential oils too. One that wasn't mentioned that I found is very useful, and it may just be for me because I like it, is jasmine oil. I really like jasmine oil because it changes my vibrational frequency, and I think that's one thing for me. I feel like the angels are going to be there if I ask them to be there, and they're dispatched no matter what, if I ask them to be there. But for me, I want to experience them. So for me, when it comes to the vibrational part of it, I feel like it's me raising my vibration so that I can experience more of that reality and enter into more of that realm. I really like what you said, Cheyenne, about the transcendent nature of angels. You know, if you're calling on the Archangel Michael, for instance, there's definitely a transcendent quality where Michael could be working with me and Denise at the same time. You know, this is an extension of the divine, an extension of God that is, you know, coming to meet people. And help us evolve through our human journey. And so, you know, that's why, you know, we can all kind of work with these same angels and these same archetypes. I do find there was one thing, Denise, that you had said that, yeah, and I'm sure that this isn't what you meant, but I was going to mention the archetypes, the specific archetypes of especially the archangels. I find that there is a lot of value. Like, to me, if I'm calling the Archangel Raphael, I'm not going to call the Archangel Bob. it's kind of like, I know, Denise, you're very familiar with Reiki. It's kind of like the tradition has its own vibrational energy, and that, you know, we have we're gaining this vibration from our ancestors and from our elders, and so there is intrinsic value and power in keeping that tradition. At least from my perspective, like I find, I guess to me, I've never called for the Archangel Bob, but I'm not sure. You know, I'm so used to the language behind the angelic realm that it's just something that I am in the flow of. Now, if you're looking for help, if you just call on the angels, they will be there to help you. But I do find that, you know, if you're looking at these specific archangels and the value and the intrinsic value that they have in terms of their healing vibrations, I do feel like there is power, an intrinsic power in the momentum that was gained through our ancestors. It's a part of our heritage, and just that brings a certain amount of alignment, at least from my perspective, and you know, what I believe, and also it sort of goes with, you know, what I've studied as well, to some degree. Let's see here. Oh, and another thing that Denise had mentioned is icons. Icons are like pictures or crystals or stones or things that, I mean, I keep thinking of the word icon, but you know, a specific image. So if you have like an angel statue, that can help work as a catalyst for access to these realms. The one thing that I would mention with those is I would be not cautious, but you have some level of caution when you're working with that, because the intrinsic nature of working with the crystals, working with the cards, working with, you know, the candles, and it's not the power of the candle. It's not the power of the cards. It's not the power of the crystal. Yes, all of those carry a certain vibrational energy, but I think with those things, those are just methods and tools to access a higher realm, and you don't want to really put all the power into those items, because mm-hmm. those items in and of themselves without the connection really aren't very valuable. And, you know, they have power, but they have the power in terms of what you give them and what, you know, the power that you're, that resonates with you in the way that you use them. So that's the only caution that I would give with that, because I know some people, it's called idolatry. When somebody, you know, has a statue and they put, you know, a statue of Ganesh. I actually have a statue of Ganesh. It's right next to me. Ganesh is a representation or an archetype of the divine, and represents the divine as the mover of all obstacles. And I can recognize that, and I can use that as a connection to the divine, or I can take that statue and I can put all of my energy into just the statue, and the statue doesn't have innate power in and of itself. I guess that's what I'm trying to convey when I'm talking about those particular methods and tools, is that you don't want to put all of the power into the method or the tool. I use cards as well. I love the Doreen Virtue has a plethora of cards out there, and I think I have like 3 or 4 decks. A Healing with the Angels deck, which I think is that the one that you were using, Denise. Healing with the Angels.
I use the Angel Therapy cards. Cheyenne.
Angel Therapy. That's the one. Yeah.
I use the Healing one.
And you use the Healing. Yeah. Well, I recognize the cards that vegan vegetarian card and all of that. I recognize the cards. So yeah, I have that one. I have a few of the Archangel cards. I have the Archangel Michael card, the Archangel Raphael cards. I use those. I don't use them a lot, but I feel like they are an excellent gateway to get you aligned with these energies and these vibrations. And also, mm-hmm. to me, especially with the Archangel cards, it is a wonderful way to learn the specific vibrational energy of the Archangels. you know, if you have the Archangel cards and, you know, you pull Raphael, and every time you pull a Raphael card, it's about healing, or you pull a Michael card and it's about protection or breaking, you know, negative ties to other people or something like that, it really helps you align with those specific energies and vibrations. So I would strongly suggest getting, you know, getting cards like that that will assist you in your education process as well, because I feel like, you know, we have access to spirit no matter what, whether we know, you know, every theological concept and we have all of the doctrines right, you can have that without being spiritual. But I do feel like there's intrinsic value in that as well. So I feel like they're excellent tools. The cards are excellent tools to help work as a gateway so that you can feel more comfortable in working with the angels, especially the archangels, which are, there's a lot of confusion about, you know, which archangel represents which vibration, et cetera. So, I know I echoed a lot of what was already said, but these are the things that were already on my list in terms of access points. So I think I will pass it back on to Denise. Thank you, guys. Thank you for just listening today. I just wanted to say that as well. So go ahead, Denise.
All right. Thank you, James. And as James mentioned, with everything that we've mentioned when it comes to angel oracle cards, aromatherapy with essential oils, to crystals, and it's so funny, as you're mentioning crystals, I'm looking at my big old love it to death geode, which is the celestite. I was like, oh, yes. But as you get the thing, it's the intention. It's, you know, the vibration we put into things that helps us to kind of go to the next level. And certain things like crystals that are living and essential oils that can bring their own vibration to the table in terms of our mood shift, that's what really connects us. It's not about the actual, you know, energy of just a card that's going to connect us right to it. You know, it's really the intention and vibration shift around us that kind of brings those messages into the mix. And just, again, thinking about the angel is already going to bring energy and vibration into whatever object we're working with. So if you really want to tune a crystal and you really want to tune a statue in your garden, as you want to invite maybe the fairy realm in to, you know, help with the flowers and plants, whatever you believe, then that's a great thing to do, is just, you know, think about the angels. Ask the angels to bless your environment, bless the garden, bless the statues, bless that lamp. I mean, I use angels actually after I clean up, and I just ask them for space clearing reasons, just to bless the environment, because I'm too lazy to get out an incense stick. I don't want the smoke energy, you know, that smell. So I just use angels after, like, I vacuum or, you know, clean a bathroom or something. I just ask them to come in and space clear and, you know, create a nice vibrational state in the environment for myself. So that's one thing you could use angels for if you really want to create a different energy in your environment. And we spoke about smudging, you know, with sage and incense and things of that nature that can definitely shift the environment as well and create a nice vibrational mix for working with spirits and angels. Natalie had a statement or an experience or something to share, and I want to ask her to come on the line and share that with us. I'm quite curious.
Okay, yep, here I am. Well, after my husband passed away a couple years ago, periodically in the morning, now it's the point when I'm asleep but just about ready to wake up, my phone would ring once. Now, it was so believable that I would go and reach for the phone, but it would never ring a second time. My phone was not ringing because I called back the number and it was the last number that called the day before. I'm sure that's something. It's like from the etheric that it's that point. It's like almost a little signal for me, but I haven't quite figured it out. I haven't had it in about 2 weeks now, and maybe it comes to me when I really need some encouragement or something. What do you three think that is?
Well, you were ill for a short time, correct?
It happened before that. That was in June, but, I mean, this has happened for the last several years to me, that my phone would ring, a phone that sounded like my phone, it would actually wake me up, and I'd get mad. I mean, because sometimes it would be like 3 in the morning, and what are you ringing me now for, you know?
Yeah,
but I don't know. I'm just wondering if there is something behind that 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 it happens to me. Does anybody know? Denise, so what do you think?
Yeah, after
you
your...
First.
Okay,
okay,
Denise, you go first.
So you said this is after somebody has passed, correct?
My husband, yes. Not immediately,
yeah, okay.
But yes. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just your husband just saying he's around. He's visiting. Spirits
okay.
love to work with technology. They love to work with electricity. Anything
okay.
that can kind of give off a signal, whether it's a flicker or a, you know, sometimes computer screens will pop up. Oh, I've heard some crazy stories about people seeing things on computer screens. But, yeah, television sets, all sorts of stuff. So I really feel
okay.
like it was your husband kind of dialing in. And just say,
okay.
I'm still here. I'm still around. I'm checking up on you.
Yeah.
I just want you to
yeah.
know. And this is a great way for me to get to you. Ring, ring.
Yeah.
You know? Because
the woman's always on the phone, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah. And it's really loud.
Yeah.
So
it's
I really
a great way
so it wakes me
attention.
Up at sometimes. Exactly. Well, it either wakes me up or it's that point when I'm about to wake up. You know, that it's a level that you're in. And it,
right.
and I'm just about ready, not quite to wake up, and it'll, yeah, it'll ring only one time. That's the only time, just once. What do you think,
yes,
Cheyenne?
Yes, hello.
Well, I think, first off, a lot of people, you know, really don't understand to a certain point. Does it surprise me that it's in the middle of the night? When the energy level is low, I'm talking about power lines and people rushing around and everything else. And like when the dew's on the grass, what is a conduit for spirit? So, you know, if it's that time of night, it's him letting you know because it's easier to cross over at that time. I'm surprised maybe, you know, you didn't get a little vision of him or something because
not
normally...
Yet. Not yet.
Okay, well, then it might come. During that time, that is the easiest time for everything just to be open. That when I first began doing what I was doing, they were waking me up with noises like you're talking about at 2:30 in the morning and keeping me up to 4:30 in the morning. And then I would go back to bed. So definitely, some, you know, he's getting in touch with you the best way possible at that time. So,
you know, I haven't
yeah.
heard the ring in quite a few weeks, so maybe he's preparing for something more.
Yeah.
Because isn't
experience.
It true that it takes a few years for them, once they've passed, to really be able to do what we want them to do on Earth? I mean, that's what I've been told, so I don't know. What do you think, James?
Well, I definitely think that it's your husband. I also, you know, when you were telling me this story, and I know it hasn't happened in a while, I feel like it's going to happen again. And I mean, I just immediately felt like there is something that is still, there's a purpose behind it, and that there's still reconciliation that's happening with all of what happened with your husband, the whole scenario, and that there's still a certain level of reconciliation that is going to transpire in the future. And I feel like, you know, as you experience that again, I feel like it's going to happen again. But as you experience that again, like one of these times, you're going to answer it. I mean, probably not pick up the phone, but there's going to be, you know, there's going to be someone. He's going to be there, and that there's more to this than that. And I really strongly feel like there's healing that is going to take place because of this. Now, with it happening, I would just acknowledge, like if it happens again, I would just acknowledge and say, okay, there's the ring. I just recognize you, and you know, I think. Thank you for you reaching out. But I really feel like there's going to be more to this as well. You know, I think Cheyenne
so.
Touched on that a little bit.
Yeah.
But
I so.
Really strongly feel like there is, and I know a little bit of the story, but I feel like there's reconciliation that's going to come because of this particular event happening. I really feel like there's more to it.
Okay. Yeah, it was tough. It was a tough road for me. A tough year
right.
and a half. Yeah, very tough. And, you know, to the point where he didn't know my name. He didn't know who I was. He thought I was an imposter. And so, yeah, there's a lot of things that would probably help me to feel better because it's all very painful still for me. So, yeah, I'm sure that it's him, and I'm open to it. You know, as you guys know, I mean, I am open to it. Certainly wouldn't have done all its stars if I wouldn't be open to this realm. But yeah. So I'm hoping, and I will certainly let everybody know. That's awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Natalie. Thanks for sharing. That was wonderful.
Yeah.
And
if you have that experience again,
it probably will happen in September. I mean, that is one crazy month. And then this particular kind of meant-to-be spiritual year, a lot of issues when it comes to family, close ones, can really get resolved, healed, and or get that reunion going in the month of September. So I would just keep an eye out in general for any signs or experiences.
Oh, I will. Now, last week I was at the computer, and this is kind of more of spiritual. Well, it kind of flows with everything we're talking about, but he always loved Grace Flannel, the aftershave. And I was sitting at my computer, and all of a sudden I just kind of smelled this scent, and I thought, oh, no, this cannot be. I mean, I didn't spray it in the office. Sometimes I'll spray it in the bathroom, you know, just so that I can walk in and have that smell again. It's just, it's comforting to me. And I smelled it sitting at my computer. So he had a strong will. I really think that if it's possible, he'll find a way. He will find a way, you know, and he was a teacher, and he's going to want to make sure, and this is getting more into what happened to me, but anyways, he'll do it. I know he will. He just was a very strong-willed man, so they've got their hands full up there with him. But, that was our resident bird.
You're right about that, actually. No, but
in a good sense.
He definitely had a personality to him. I feel like he was definitely a type that, you know, he will make sure his mark gets recognized and will do whatever it takes. Does not take no for an answer. So that's not a bad energy to have in spirit form.
Oh, yeah. So if he's doing anything up there, it's like, okay, I'm going to do this. Just get out of my way.
Right.
And, you know, he had very strong senses of everything. And, so that would be totally awesome. You know, I've never really seen anything except that crystal that all of you have heard about that lit up my room. That's the only thing that's ever happened to me. But it sounds like all of you get connections with your angels. I haven't that I know of. I mean, I do talk to them, you know, sometimes when I'm having a really, really bad time. Or I'll tell you when I can't say that I don't get connection with them. Sometimes I'll just put out and I'll talk out loud and I'll say, okay, you know, I'm looking for areas here that we can really get known for stars. I'm using that as an example because that's basically my life. And, you know, I'll walk away and I'll do things and all of a sudden some stuff comes in my mail. Or I'll get this idea in my head. Well, contact this person. And that's what happened last week. And, you know, that's what we're doing right now. And one of the readers said that I'm doing an ad blitz, and he's listening and probably laughing. Yes, so that's what we're doing. And well, it's wonderful. Well, we still have time, so what else can we talk about here? What else on the angels?
Well,
now, aren't there... there are levels of the angels, aren't there? There's not only the archangels, but then there's another level, right, beneath it and then beneath it, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, we were going to discuss a little bit of the hierarchy, and I was going to leave that to Cheyenne and James if you want to kind of chime in as well. I would love to learn a little bit more about that. I personally don't work much with the hierarchy, similar to what James was talking about. I never really grew up in church with angel names, so like I'll call them Bob or Angel. If you grew up with a certain label, you already have energy placed in that that's going to raise that vibration. So you actually made a really great point there. But like I said, I never really grew up with the labels or the names or the hierarchy system. So I'm always kind of just sitting back listening and learning, and it's always fascinating. So if you guys want to go ahead, you know, go right ahead.
Well, I'd like to add one thing. I'm glad that James brought it up because I was going to the second round, but as he said, it seems like we're overlapping each other and covering everything. Any item that you pick to work with, so forth and so on, it's just an item. The power that item has is the power that you imbue it with. Essential oils carry a frequency because they're a natural. They come from a living being, so to speak. Crystals are the same way. They carry a vibration. They carry an energy. But I used to have medicine shields, and I made those medicine shields. So they had the power that I imbued them with. They didn't just have them out of nowhere. So I agree with you on that, James. That the power, you know, the power remains in what you put in them. And by Ganesh is representative of Lakshmi, because I have two Ganeshes here by me as well. Natalie wanted to start getting into some names and so forth, and I'm going to name off some names. You know, if you have a pen, great. If you don't, you can look them up and do research on them and so forth. But the seven archangels, the earliest recorded is by the first Enoch, and that's the earliest reference to the seven angels, the archangels, which is Uriel, Raphael, Raguel, Michael, Ezekiel, Gabriel, and Ramiel. Now, those are the seven archangels. It always goes in seven. But you also have the ruling princes. That's what they're called, the ruling princes of the nine celestial orders. And that's the seraphim, the cherubim, the thrones, dominions, virtues, powers, principalities, archangels, and then angels. So, yes, there very much is an order. I mean, it even goes into there's seven heavens. There's seven planets. It's always the number seven that goes in the angelic realm. I think there's two nines and one 11. Everything else with the angelic realm are seven. And there is a long list of, the throne angels, okay? There's 15. But I know that you were asking about this, Natalie, and there is a lot to it. There's 28 mansions of the moon that has different angels that rule with it. There's an angel that rules every day of the week. Even furthermore, there are angels that rule the time of day and the day. I mean, you can look it up. It's a full scale, and it will give the time of day, the 24 hours, and then it will list the day, and then it will list the angel's energy that is in that time frame. But as I said, the earliest recording that there is of the archangels or anything is within Enoch. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of Enoch. But
I've heard of it
Enoch.
Before, yes. I've heard of Enoch before. And,
okay. That's the first Enoch. Now, don't get me wrong. There are other sources besides Enoch, although Enoch holds the first recorded and he holds the second and third recorded. But there are other authorities that have their listing. But to let you know, it is the same angels. It is just that they're in a different order. But that, as I said, you know, that's a very long subject to get into, so to speak, when it gets to the celestial orders and the seven planets and so forth and so on. So, you know, if you would like to carry on with different things, it's like Metatron. Metatron is known by 76 different names. So it's a deep subject. So if you would like to do another one, you know, with just a few names and the titles that they hold and so forth and so on, I don't think that would be bad. It depends on how much of an interest you have on the angelic realm. But it gets very, very deep, very deep. And it breaks it down to a lot of different things. Even if we were to go into the seraphim and the cherubim and so forth and so on, and what they represent to us, you know, the energy they carry, and what is it, is their purpose. Every angel has forte. Every angel has a forte. Gabriel was the interpreter. Raphael was the healer. Michael represents love and battle. Each one has their own forte. So if you'd like to get into that, that, you know, wouldn't be too bad. And that's about all I had to say. Jane?
I think you covered it. I mean, without getting too, you know, angelology is an entire branch of theology, and so without getting too technical and too, you know, I think that that's a really good analysis of just kind of like a fundamental, because the one thing about this particular subject is we could get really nitpicky about, you know, the specifics, and I don't know that that's beneficial, especially if you're listening in and you're not really, you know, if this is something new to you. I think that those specifics could become more confusing rather than opening up the door for you.
Sure.
You know, if we were teaching a class and this was the fifth class, you know, in angelology course, I think that it would be really good to go, you know, through the different archetypes of the archangels or things like that, the energies that they hold. But in terms of just for what we're doing here, I really think that was great information, and I think it was enough information. I don't know if that makes sense, but I'm not sure that I would have anything to add that would bring more value to the conversation about the certain hierarchies of the angels. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay, thank you guys. One thing I did want to add, I just drew some more cards here, and it seems that the angels are really, again, wanting us to look a little bit more at how maybe we can utilize the angels to open up our sixth sense for those who are looking with psychic development, things of that nature. And we've kind of already discussed a little bit of this, of how we can just simply call in the angels to maybe open up our third eye chakra, open up our crown chakra a little bit, you know, help us with our clairvoyance. They seem to be concentrating a little bit more on the clairvoyance aspect, more so than the hearing aspect. But do actually any of you guys, because I'm more of a clairvoyant, that's my preference, is the listening sometimes is just, you know, it's too much. I'm an artist, you know, I like visuals. So I think working with your learning style really can tell you which ability is going to come in, you know, the most clear for you. But in this particular spread, it's really saying, you know, we're definitely around everybody when it comes to the things that they're going to see. If you have energy coming in through spirit, say like a past loved one, you know, you might be hearing a lot more in the physical realm and maybe even just through your meditation. But do you guys have any advice for those who are wishing to work on their psychic development and how they can bring the angels in to help beyond just calling on them for, you know, clairvoyance, clairaudience, if they want to expand a little bit further?
I would say definitely find what is associated with them energetically and work with them on a daily basis or every other day, whatever's convenient for you. Because the more that you work with that energy, the more you're going to place yourself in a position to start receiving it, feeling it, understanding it. So that's why I had mentioned the cards before, or a stone. Say, even during meditation, you know, meditate with that stone or whatever. Become more familiar with that energy. Because when you call, they come. And the more that you feel that energy and the more that you sense that energy, you know what's going on. In other words, if one becomes, you know, in your presence and you didn't even call on one, you're going to sense it. You're going to know it. You're going to see it, so to speak, with your third eye. You're going to understand it. So I would just say, you know, pick something that is tangible for you, because a lot of people, unless they have something tangible, they have a difficult time. If you have something tangible like a stone or the cards or whatever, and start working with that energy and focusing on that energy. And when your intent and focus is on that, the more the energy comes in.
Okay, fabulous. Okay, James, do you have anything to add?
Absolutely. I always have something to add. Anyway, Yeah, well, I love what Cheyenne said. Consistency is everything. You know, when it comes to what gifts, you know, what particular psychic gifts are going to connect you to the angelic, I think it's going to be different for everyone, whatever your, you know, your propensity is when it comes to those particular gifts. That's really the way that they're going to communicate with you. Like, for instance, Denise, you said it's clairvoyance for you, and that's great. I don't really work like that, especially if I'm doing readings or something. That's really not what happens to me. What happens to me is more clairsentience, where I start feeling, you know, the angels around me. I don't necessarily see, I do see the angels, but for me, especially if I'm working with them directly, it's more of a feeling that comes over me, and then I press into that feeling, and then I begin to channel what their intention is and what they're saying. It's a little bit different than hearing them. It's more of a channeling that happens, where what comes to me and what comes out of my mouth or what I'm typing, depending on, you know, what type of reading that I'm doing, if I'm doing one online or in person. It's more of like inspired by the angelic, and it's more channeled. But again, I really feel like, you know, whatever your, you know, a primary gifting that you have, that's probably the way that you'll first access, you know, that the experience of the angelic. To just work with the angels, I mean, you don't necessarily even have to feel anything. I can remember for a long period of time, maybe about, oh gosh, probably about 5 years ago, I didn't feel the angels for like 7 or 8 months. Didn't feel them, didn't see them, didn't, you know, nothing happened. But I worked with them every day. And the results from that period of time were very valuable to me, and I would not give up that period of time, but that, you know, I didn't feel anything. So I think it's good to feel. I love it. I mean, I want to feel and see and smell and taste and everything, hear. I want it all. But I don't really feel like that's a prerequisite to have value in your practice. And I think that the most valuable thing that you can do if you're wanting to start a practice in working with the angels is consistency and desire to do so. Because if you're asking, you know, if you're asking the angels to come and help you with a particular thing, and then you see a change that is a very dynamic change to your situation, obviously it's working whether you felt it or you didn't feel it. So I guess that's what I would say about that. But again, you know, when it comes to experience, I think it's going to be whatever your primary gift or whatever gifts that, you know, you're more prone to use. So.
Okay. Thank you, Jane. We also have the emotional sensitivity card come up, and it's funny because Angel Dub in the chat room did have a question. She asked, should I always surround myself with white light when I speak with the angels? And honestly, this is very much directed to this card, because those who are emotionally sensitive or those who are empaths and picking up energies and not quite sure what is their energy and what is somebody else's energy, they can really benefit from simply just asking the angels to put that white light on them. And, you know, kind of go on from there and connecting with the angels and speaking with them and things of that nature. Angels are great for protection. You know, even if you're just working with visualization and shields and rubber shields and fire shields and all sorts of shields, they could really come in and help to just put that initial protection around you as you continue to work with visualizing things throughout your psychic development process. But protection is very important, and I always love, I call on angels all the time for protection, even though I do know how to put up shields myself. But they're just the go-to. Also, we had in the last three cards all about the God box, vacuuming away fear, and the twin flame card. And to me, this is the angels clearly saying, let's talk a little bit of how people can use the law of attraction through the angels to manifest things into their world. And with the God box, it's simply just a card that lets people know that you can make anything a prayer request box. You know, a lot of people who have, you know, a group in the church, that you have those prayer request boxes and things of that nature. But you can make anything into a prayer request jar, box, pillow, you know, whatever you want to make into some type of area where you can write down what it is you're struggling with or what you need assistance with, just so you can get it out of your head, surrender it, and put it into some type of place that can let the universe take over from there. And angels are really great to work with when it comes to manifesting anything in your life. The fact that a lot of the fears that we have in our head keeps us from manifesting what we want, it is something, again, that you probably want to call on the angels to help you to maybe discern the fears, figure out what they are, and, of course, clear them out so you can manifest love into your life or opportunities, you know, jobs, all sorts of things. So what do you guys feel about the God box or any type of law of attraction work using the angels? Do you have your own personal methods, experiences, techniques? Go ahead, Cheyenne.
The first thing I have to say is prayer. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what you have in your hand. It doesn't matter what you're doing. If you take 2 seconds, close your eyes, take 3 deep breaths and call them in, they're there. You don't have to be in a specific area. I mean, a lot of people do have, you know, their what I call their own space, like an altar or a space in where they live that they feel the most comfortable in. But really, it doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing, as long as you know, again, if you're wanting to work with that energy, do it on a daily basis. But you don't have to be in a specific space, and you don't have to have a certain thing or object with you. All you have to have is the intent to do so, to call them in, and having that energy run through you. James?
Yes. I work with the angels to in my manifestation process, and I think that the most valuable thing that I draw from it is the angelic realm raises my vibration, and when my vibration is high, that's when I begin to draw in, you know, the things that I want in my life. So, you know, if I'm full of joy, I'm going to bring in more things that will bring more joy into my life. In fact, years ago, when I'm not sure if either of you have ever heard of the term metah. It's actually just a staff that represents specific, either angelic archetypes or spiritual virtues. But I made several metahs, and I handed them out to people in my spiritual community. And mine was this very vivid, bright, colorful staff with beads hanging off of it and everything, and it was called the joystick. And I used that to access that particular vibration to bring more joy into my life because I that was something that I was lacking at the time. And so absolutely, I love the idea of using the angelic realm or utilizing that spiritual resource to raise my vibration to assist me in my manifestation process. And then the God box, absolutely, letting go of things that are hindering our process, our manifestation process. You know, having something, you know, whether I actually, for me, that's something that's always been very helpful is writing whatever it is that is stressing me out, writing it down and burning it really helps me. Then I can just really let it go. The God box is great because you can put it in the God box and then it's, you know, it's hidden, it's away from you and all of that. But that to me has been very beneficial as well because then I can just release it to what I say spirit. But I mean, that includes the angelic realms and everything. I just, you know, if I do that, if I'm, you know, pissed off or stressed out, I'll write that down. I'll say, I'm really pissed off about this. And I'll write that down and I'll just throw it into the fire and I'll let it go. And I'll let it go to spirit. And, you know, sometimes I'll still have residue from that particular emotion that I was experiencing. But that has always been, I think it's the same type of idea as the God box. But eventually, it's a way for me to let it go faster because I can see it burning up. There's value in having that physical exchange, that in chemical exchange where you just burn it. So, but I think that's kind of the same mentality as the God box. And with that, I'll go ahead and pass.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. It's funny because when I'm decluttering, because me, I'm very into feng shui, and I like everything to be organized and just very OCD like that. But when it comes to paper clutter, because I like to write things down and I like to, you know, keep information handy and all that type of stuff, when I'm decluttering paper, I'm the same way. I will literally rip it once, rip it twice, and then throw it in the garbage. And just that feeling of ripping things and completely letting go of that energy of having that, you know, maybe that short stack of papers or whatever that I just don't need, I don't know, it relieves something in you, you know, just having that exercise, I guess. But, yeah, it's the same thing with burning things. It's very much a release. You're fully letting go. You actually take all of that initiative in the mind and the body. It's all a connected process, and it can be very soothing and healing, you know, and the clutter is just gone, and you feel really great about it. And again, maybe you just, you know, got some exercise out of it too, and that makes you feel good. But those are some really great process. Thank you guys for sharing so much. And we have made it. We have absolutely made it. We didn't think we had enough to talk about as we went in part two of the angel discussion, but we did. So thank you all for joining us. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Cheyenne, and thank you, James, for sharing everything that you've shared. I cannot speak today. I'm sorry. I think it's because I'm literally on, like, cloud nine with all this angel around me. But I'm just, like, blah, blah, blah. So pardon me if I've either spoken too fast or skipped some words, but it's telling you the vibrations when we talk about angels, it just takes you to a very high level. And we already started off kind of loopy to begin with before our call. So I think it's just the angels having some fun.
So what are we going to talk about next week, my panel? We've got
to
come up with another awesome topic. Does anybody have any ideas? James, do you have any ideas?
I actually did have an idea. And it kind of like stemmed from what I was just talking about. I actually think it would be fun to do an episode about healing processes, the things that we use to bring us to a place of higher vibration. That might be something fun to talk about.
What do you think, Cheyenne and Denise? You like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, healing modalities, healing. I think that's a great topic. We haven't discussed it yet.
Modalities, yeah.
Okay, James, I expect you to send me an email with what I can put on Blog Talk. this is your assignment.
Okay.
The seats or no. Shoot me a blurb, and I'll put it up right away, and I think that would be really great. I really think with healing, and I speak from my experience, is that you have to find something that's comforting, that there has to be something that makes you feel good, and you can always go back to it. When I'm having tough times because of the loss of my husband, I start to think back, like, to my granddaughter, who's 10, and to my son. Those two just seem to be very soothing, and I see them the most. I don't see my daughter-in-law as much because she's working a lot, but I do see them, and that is very, that's probably my healing. When my granddaughter spends a day with me and I'm laughing and dancing around the room and she's carrying on, I say to her, this is the best day I've had, and it's true. And so I love that topic. I think that's going to be great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So we solved that problem for next week. But anyways, I do have to thank everybody so much for joining us tonight. In the room, of course, we've got Stars Aeneas is in there, and he's this so sweet network. He calls me network in the room because I show up as the network. And Stars Priestess Candy, of course, and Stars Aeneas and Stars Cosmic Denise was in there. We had some beautiful guests asking questions and doing that kind of thing. It's wonderful. And, you know, Stars, and I have to put in a plug here, now has audio chat, so you can actually speak to your advisor. All you have to have is a headset. Doesn't have to be expensive. I think I'm losing my voice. But anyways, just a headset, and you can chat away, and it's really nice. It's like you can really resonate. So like when I hear your voices, it really means a lot to me, even though I can call you on the phone, any one of you. But to the client, I think it's really helpful. So you can always do that. And we've got a huge, as Aeneas would say, blitz ads are going out. He calls them the blitz. Natalie, you're doing a blitz. Yeah, I am. I really, really am. We're going everywhere. And we're trying and not doing the usual idea of the ads that you see. And I like to diversify. I like to be unique and different. And I have this guy who's a promoter, and that's what he's doing. I mean, we're even on a gospel site. We're on a football site that's huge. And the reason we're there on all his pages is this man happens to like the connection that I have, this gentleman. His name is Steve. And they're buddies. I'll put her everywhere. but it's all kinds of sports, high school, college, NFL, you know, all of that stuff. You want to see the hits that they're getting, and we're there. We're on all these radio stations, which is kind of cool, and lots of good things coming still for Stars. You can now, of course, everybody knows, I don't know if the clients, potential clients knows, that some of the Stars can add their videos to their profile. That's something that we're set up just at the end of the week. So, yeah, we're doing some great things. I'm so proud and so happy I'm involved with all of you, you know, James and Cheyenne and of course, Denise, and I think it's just wonderful. And I want everybody to have a great evening and come back and see us next week and listen to our next topic that we're going to have on healing and all that kind of stuff. And Heather Sky just came in the room, and they got to come in earlier, I guess. We got to get them to come in earlier, don't we? But anyways, thank you so much. Have a great evening, and I love all of you very, very much, and I'll see you next week.
Love you. All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you. Good night.
Bye-bye.